Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Alan Levy Show at blogtalkradio.com. Be prepared to call in now and chat with Alan and his very special guest right here at blogtalkradio.com. With no more further ado, please welcome your host, Mr. Alan Levy.
Welcome, everyone, and hope you're having a good evening tonight. This is the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's great to be here. I just came back from the UK and had a wonderful trip, so I want to thank you for joining me tonight. It's a very special night. We have a simulcast going on tonight with some gentlemen that I'm going to introduce you now to. They're from BBC Five Up All Night Show, and that's Chris Valance and Rod Sharp.
Hi, Alan.
How are you guys?
We're great. We're great. You'll have to explain to people what you were doing in the UK. It was kind of interesting.
Thank you. Yes, I was invited to the UK to participate in I was invited to the UK by the British Council, actually, to participate in what was called the Greenwich Forum. And the Greenwich Forum was a terrific undertaking that the British Council sponsored, where they assembled 60 young leaders from around the world, I mean, from countries as far away as Sri Lanka to Lagos to Nigeria, Australia, the United States, and so on. And they have participated in a discussion and a debate on solving some world issues that they deemed to be important. They were grouped in groups of six, and there were 10 groups of six, and six of one group is moving on to Davos. In fact, this week they're going to Davos representing the British Council, and the patron will be Gordon Brown, I believe.
Wow, and we're talking to you by the medium of Blog Talk Radio. You're going to have to explain this to us.
Okay.
And how does it work?
Right, you are on Blog Talk Radio. You're calling my show, and I'm the founder of Blog Talk Radio, and Blog Talk Radio is an live internet radio talk platform where anybody can host their own talk shows, and it's at blogtalkradio.com. And
Now there's lots of radio on the internet, though. What makes yours different?
Well, ours is actually a conversation. We're having a conversation that's live, that's streamed everywhere. And this conversation is then podcast with RSS feeds into iTunes and can be subscribed. So we really take a lot of the hassle, quote-unquote hassle, of doing podcasts, and we're actually empowering people to become broadcasters, to get their voices out on the air.
Yeah. So sorry, Rod.
How many shows can you actually handle at one time, Alan? I mean, could you theoretically have 100 people all doing their own show?
Well, actually, right now, like tonight, for example, there'll be five or six shows simultaneously. We're up to eight shows simultaneously now, covering all kinds of genres of politics, sports, business, and so on. But theoretically, we can do 50 to 100 simultaneous broadcasts.
And I suppose the difference is that the people, you get a kind of a switchboard with the Blog Talk system, which is, as far as I can see, kind of unique for podcasting, because you don't, you don't need that kind of expensive kit like telephone hybrids and the stuff like that.
Right.
You can bring callers into your show.
Yes. Well, the way it works, and what's really interesting about it, is that you need a phone to actually host the show and to broadcast the show. You don't need expensive digital recording equipment. And so on. So not only do you just use a phone, a simple phone, and we're actually moving to the direction where you can just click the call, and you could use like a Skype kind of a configuration to actually access the show for both the host and the listener. And we do give you a switchboard where you can have up to five people on at the same time. So we're doing this show now, and we're chatting, and we hope to have Mick Fielty. He'll be joining us from Slugger O'Toole.
Well, I mean, let me play devil's advocate here a bit, because, I mean, one of the problems with doing it on the phone is the sound quality isn't so great, is it? I mean, you know, it sounds like a phone line.
Well, I think that, I beg to differ. I mean, it depends on what the caller or the host is using. Some people are using Skype. Some people are using, your BT line or Verizon line. It's quite good, actually, if you listen to some of the shows on Blog Talk Radio. To me, what's most important is the conversation and the fact that we can empower people who have an opinion to get on air. And it's hard to do that with radio, as you know.
Well, it's interesting you talk about empowering. I mean, you're over in the U.S. at the moment. We're over in the U.K. You visited the corridors of power at number 11 Downing Street with the British Council. And your politicians at the moment are all busily piling everything they can onto YouTube, it seems to be. It's like, you know, it's Video Kid, the radio star, except they want to run for president. you know, do you think this is a real change in the media, this kind of stuff?
Well, the social media, there's no doubt. And let me just point out to you that in my conversations with the British Council at 11 Downing Street, they were simply blown away. They realized that they need to reach a younger demographic. You know, they're looking at MySpace, they're looking at YouTube, they're looking at ways to reach out, not just those in the UK, but around the world.
So is this why the U.S. politicians are doing it?
Well, the U.S. politicians are doing it because some of the, there was a campaign by Senator Allen who lost, because he made a comment that about, he called some people macaca or something, and it would just spread through YouTube. He lost an election. He was a favorite to be a big leader in the Republican Party. I think the U.S. politicians are embracing this. They're embracing MySpace because they're trying to reach a younger demographic in a viral manner. And it's only a matter of time before it comes to the U.K. and elsewhere.
When you do your show, Alan, do you have a dump button? You know how talk radio hosts who are on the airwaves need a dump button in case somebody says something libelous that could cost them, in the end, a legal process and maybe even a lot of money.
Yeah, well, we have, you know, we have on our switchboard, we have the ability to hang up on a show. One of the things, and mute callers, we do that too. We don't have a second, 7 second delay. This is live radio, and this is a live conversation. And one of the things that we find most appealing about Blog Talk Radio is the fact that it is live. Now, I understand what you're saying, and in radio, you know, but we kind of work under a different structure here. But I have another call, so why don't I bring the other caller on, and let's see if we can include him in the conversation. Hi, you're on Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, is that Alan?
This is Alan, yes. Who's this, Mick?
Mick, yep, Mick Fieldy.
Mick, how are you? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, and Chris Valance and Rod Schopp are on as well.
Hi, Mick. Hi. I just saw you on a rival network looking very impressive, so I just wanted to congratulate you on that, talking about the latest row out of Northern Ireland.
Yeah, we're very good at generating rows in Northern Ireland. It's one of our greatest exports. Just doesn't bring any it doesn't bring any inward investment. That's the problem.
Mick, it's Rod Sharp here. I mean, it's a huge row now about the RUC and the effective collusion with loyalist murders. Do you think that it's going to lead to, you know, the loss of a knighthood, for example? I mean, is this going to have serious consequences?
Well, I think you probably put your finger right on it. I mean, that is possibly the most serious consequence. I'm not quite sure who's going to be the victim of that. But certainly, I think what the Ombudsman report highlights is, one, how difficult it is to get at all of this evidence. I mean, she pretty much documents the fact that some of these special branch officers were systematically destroying any trails or anything that could be followed. But she's also, I mean, she's getting a lot of criticism from unionist politicians too, in the sense that her report has slightly muddied the waters. So it is now almost impossible to discern sheep from goats, so to speak. And many in the unionist community are kind of pretty much seething at the idea that, you know, the whole of the police force has been impugned over the actions of, you know, a few members of Special Branch. And that's gone down very well on the other side. You know, people kind of quietly rubbing their hands, thinking, you know, this is a great kind of moral victory. But the truth is, collusion, spying, having high-level kind of plants in all of the paramilitary organizations was, cuts right across the community. And the current policing settlement that's happening will probably ensure that none of this is ever going to get properly investigated. And certainly, you know, on a fairly serious note, Raymond McCord, whose lone activism triggered this investigation, 3.5 years it's taken, will probably not see justice for his son.
Have we not had that investigation? Is this report not, you know, the evidence of that investigation?
Well, the report basically says there is insufficient evidence to carry forward any kind of prosecution. what I think irritated the police ombudsman was that certain retired RUC officers and some reportedly, though I haven't gone through the report itself with a fine tooth comb, but some serving officers perhaps have refused to cooperate with her. Now, while she doesn't have the evidence, I think she is coming to an assumption which isn't actually supported totally by the evidence she's got, that there was some kind of that there was a cover up, and there, you know, so she's kind of come to that conclusion without being able to present evidence. In fact, what she's saying is the evidence is not there; it has been destroyed or been done away with.
Were you raising the possibility that this is going to shake public confidence in present-day policing in Northern Ireland?
Well, if you look at the recommendations that she makes, the Chief Constable, the current Chief Constable of the PSNI, answers every one of those saying, we've already done all of these things. So this report, in a way, it's a report that is pointing to a potentially shocking state of affairs, but there's pretty much nothing that can be done about it. What the Chief Constable is saying is, look, we're already doing all of these things. We're not the RUC. We're now the PSNI. And, you know, post-2002, everything is clean. Now, nothing in Northern Ireland is clean. A lot of it is hidden. There are a lot of people in the Northern Ireland political establishment who basically want to keep it that way as well. And I think a line is being, partly what this report seems to be about, is drawing a line between the so-called bad old days and, you know, a period of supposed kind of cleanliness.
I think we better give Alan his show.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, Mick, I think that Rod and Chris will love to have you on your show at any time.
Sorry.
But Mick, you write the blog Slugger O'Toole, and you were a real enthusiast for Blog Talk Radio. In fact, you pointed us to it. What's great about it from your point of view?
Well, I've tried podcasting. I can't do it. You know, I've just spent a day showing somebody else how to blog, and what I point out to them is that whatever tool that you use to write your blog and whatever subject you choose to write about, whether it be personal, whether it be a kind of a passion, cooking, politics, culture, theater, whatever it is, the tools are getting simpler year on year on year. And that's great. When it comes to podcasting, you've got to buy a piece of recording equipment. You've got to get an editing suite. You've got to, you know, it's not a live event, so therefore there's a kind of a feeling upon you that you've got to be your own sound engineer, you've got to be your own editor, you've got to be all of those things. What I think is really interesting and quite exciting about Blog Talk Radio is because it's a live event, you do it. And it's done, and it's over with. You can't go back and try and sound edit the thing. It's just out there for what it is. And and it's a kind of a weekly event or a daily event, however, whatever way you want to do it. There's a kind of a commitment there. You do it. If it works, it'll take off. If it doesn't, it'll be like thousands upon thousands, millions of blogs that are just floating there in cyberspace with one entry on it. You know. Tried the project, didn't work. That's fine. Move on. Go do something else. So I think this is a way in which podcasting is practical for the technical dunce like myself, who basically likes his applications as simple as possible, so that you can just get on and populate it with content. And the other thing about it is, I don't know if Alan's already made this point, but it allows for similar kind of interactivity with your audience that you get, say, with a comment zone in your common or garden blog. And I think that's potentially very, very interesting.
Yeah. Well, that was, and I appreciate that, and I think that you make some relevant points, and look, we're having this conversation, and it's live, and it's engaging, and that's what, you know, we are empowering bloggers like Mick and others around the world to use this platform. So I want to thank you all for joining me tonight. The stream is now off on air, and it's still recording. Actually, after the live stream, you can set and continue to record. And actually, those people that are listening to the show now, to the stream, are able to continue to listen. But the new listeners coming onto Blog Talk Radio now would not see this show appearing in our program guide. So we are still recording, and we are still, quote-unquote, on air.
Right. Well, I think we've got our 15 minutes of fame are up, I'm afraid.
So, right, and that's good, and that's okay.
We'll have to draw it to an end there, but a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us.
It was, and very and that's great. And Mick, and I'll be in touch. I've got your Skype, and we'll carry on the conversation, but I'm glad we're able to test this out. And thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much, Alan.
All right, thank you.
All the best. Bye, guys.
So long. Bye.